Hello and welcome to Beyond Category. I'm Eric Felton. We're here at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club, a 1930s movie palace converted into a jazz space. On the stage this evening will be the New West Guitar Group. They combine jazz with classical, pop, folk, country into a fresh sound. We get to check them out right now. West Guitar Group, welcome, guys. That was a Tears for Fears tune.
That's right.
Yeah. So how do you choose what you're going to play, Perry?
Over the years, we've developed a sound with our group that is just really about the rhythm guitar and the parts that we can generate that really feel like a bass and a drum, because we don't play with bass and drums, and so we get a lot of inspiration from songs that we hear that have great grooves to them, and we try to adapt that to the guitar. And John did the arrangement of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And one thing he really tried to capture in his rhythm guitar part was that sense of the drums, that triplet feel that you get in that song. And that's sort of what we look for when we're covering something, is something unique we can do with the rhythm guitar.
And do you find the tunes change and transform as you translate it from the original type of rhythm into the rhythm that you can get out of guitars?
Oh, most definitely. And that's where the fun is for us, because we get to really test some things and explore.
Well, Jeff, how would you describe the sound of the group? What are you going for?
Well, I think that we're all about the guitar. We're about exploring all of the different timbres and different colors that the instrument can produce. We play a lot with hollow body electric guitars, which have a really interesting mellow sound, but I also like playing with the acoustic guitar, steel string guitar, nylon string guitars, solo body guitars, and just trying to come up with really interesting, intricate arrangements, either with original compositions or sometimes with arrangements of tunes that other people will know, and trying to explore as much of the possibilities of the instrument as we can.
Do you ever find, as you're trying to mix things and try new things, is there anything you've tried that doesn't work? You know, I see you don't have like a lap steel guitar in the mix.
Yeah, well, not yet.
We need some more roadies.
Yeah, currently we tour with 5 guitars. We'd love to tour with 6, because we use a lot of the nylon string guitar as well. So, you know, really going back to the sound of the group is that combination of the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar, and that sort of sound coming together. And we like to be able to use nylon and steel string and 12 string, but we just can't take them all with us.
Well, what can we hear next that'll have that mix of acoustic and electric?
Well, the next song is a perfect example. It's called Pacific Blues. And the acoustic guitar part is really like the foundation of the rhythm of the song. And it's going to give that kind of truck driver swing feel to
truck
it.
Truck driver swing.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
That could have been a title for the tune right there. New West Guitar Group. Thank you. New West Guitar Group. It was beautiful. Now, what kind of guitar were you playing, John, on Wichita Lineman?
I was actually playing an instrument that we just started to use in this group called the baritone guitar, which is obviously in the guitar family, but it's tuned lower than the regular guitar is. It really adds a deeper dimension, obviously, and texturally it kind of harkens back to the 50s and 60s, even some surf music that had baritone guitar. The Beach Boys were known to use it. This fantastic guitarist who was kind of a hero for us, who was a member of the Wrecking Crew, Glenn Campbell, recorded that tune by Jimmy Webb. And he used the Fender 6, which is a type of baritone guitar. And the Fender 6 is similar to the instrument that I was playing in that.
Now, you guys got your start at the University of Southern California, USC. And USC has a program exclusively for guitar. Tell me about that program.
Well, they call it the Studio Jazz Guitar Department.
And it's a whole department at the university just for studio jazz guitar.
I know. It's hard to believe that it exists. And it was a great place for us to go study music, and part of our degree was to participate in a guitar ensemble. And you know, if you'd asked us then if this was something we were going to be doing, making a career out of, we would have said, absolutely not, you know. It's just guitar ensemble.
If you think about guitar ensemble, I think for a lot of people, hearing guitar ensemble calls to mind, you know, a guitar class for 10-year-olds, and you've got 30 kids strumming, you know, Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore, or something like that. Yeah. So how do you approach a guitar ensemble so that it doesn't kind of get overwhelmed with the, you know, density of chord strumming, yeah, but leave some space for there to be clear arrangements?
Well, we actually just taught a clinic at Fresno City College in California where we did a performance with was about 100 guitar players, so that was certainly a sight to behold. But but I think that for us it's just all about the arranging. I think that we try to come up with parts that really complement each other, and you know, we're in different ranges of the instrument. Sometimes we're using different types of guitars, like the rhythm part maybe is played on a steel string while the melody is played on a hollow body electric guitar. So all these different techniques that we've explored over the years have really allowed us to make it less just a jumble of guitar and have real clarity in all of the arrangements. Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you play for us next?
Well, we're going to play a tune I wrote called Crooked Railroad in 7/4.
It's a dance number.
It's a dance number, exactly. If you have 3 feet.
New West Guitar Group. Thank you. Well, guys, one of the things that I like about what you do is a lot of jazz musicians kind of fall into a sort of trap of thinking a little bit of melody, solo, 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 a little bit of melody, and there. You really seem to approach it much more through composed, having things that are really worked out, room for improvisation, but there's some structure to what you do. How do you approach that?
I think that we talk a lot about how the solos, the improvised sections of the songs, really need to serve the composition. And I know as jazz musicians, we think about this even when we're playing a blues or a standard, but maybe the limitations of the solo section really drive the point home for us. You know, if it's a really confined space that we're improvising in, I think that the shape of the solo really has to help shape the song, really has to shape the composition.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good discipline, too. You know, the great piano player Red Garland used to talk about how if you couldn't say it in one chorus, you probably weren't going to be able to say it anyway.
Yeah, there's a great quote about art being defined by its limitations, and I think that our improvisations in this group really speak to that.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things I like about what you do is that you don't seem, though you've got pedals that you're working with, you don't go the fuzz box route of distorting things a lot, but you can actually hear the sound of the guitars that sound like guitars.
Right. Well, part of that is because of the instruments that we're playing. You know, these hollow body guitars, you can overdrive them, but you can't overdrive them the way you can a Tele or like a Fender Strat. And so we've sort of chosen to capture this sound. And the effects that we use, the pedals, the distortion, the delay, the octave pedal, all that stuff, it's kind of just like icing on the cake as opposed to like the actual foundation of the sound.
Maybe I could collaborate a little bit with you on the trombone if that wouldn't sully the purity of the guitar vibe we've got going.
No.
Well, what could we play together?
We're going to play a tune I wrote called Every Big City.
The New West Guitar Group. I'd like to thank the New West Guitar Group, Perry Smith, John Story, and Jeff Stein. And I'd like to thank the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club for hosting us. I'd also like to thank you for watching. I'm Eric Felton, and I hope you'll join us again for more good music on Beyond Category.